Darren Fahill, good morning again.
Good morning, Gavin. Chelsea are up to third in the Premier League table, but it wasn't all plain sailing for them last night in a 3-2 win over Crystal Palace. 2-0 up, but then they let Palace back into it. Got a bit of a scare and looked to be holding on in the end, but a big win, according to their manager, Frank Lampard.
They're big because of the position we're in. We know it's tight in and around us, and it's nice mentally to be third for maybe a short period, but that's what it is. I think the game could have been more comfortable for us tonight. Then we could have lost those 3 points and probably got one at the end. So maybe at this crucial period, it's nice to dwell on the 3 points, but my job as well is to look at ways that we can get better, and we still can. There was some good and bad from us. I think game management, we weren't great. There were moments in the game where we should take this thing out of it and have more control and be clinical as well on our counter-attacks and our opportunities in the second half. But I must also lean on the fact that, you know, Kepa makes a great fingertip save at the end. Kurt Zouma makes a great tackle. Sometimes you work hard for your luck over the course of a season. That ball hits the post and bounces out. A lot of those have bounced the other way for us as well. So I will hold on to that, and we move forward to the weekend.
Yeah, that race for a top four place really hotting up. Leicester, who were in pole position for third place for so long, they're now fourth. 1-1 draw with Arsenal last night. The Gunners led 1-0, but then they had Eddie Nketiah sent off. Jamie Vardy made the extra man count with an equaliser in the 84th minute. But the Arsenal manager, Mikel Arteta, very unhappy. He thought Jamie Vardy should have been sent off in the first half. Not happy with that decision at all, but Vardy would go on and score that equalising goal. Watford moved 4 points clear of the relegation zone. 2-1 win against Norwich City. Norwich will be relegated if they lose to West Ham at the weekend. It's looked that way for quite a long time, hasn't it? Now, in gymnastics, some very serious developments in Britain. An independent inquiry will investigate allegations of physical and emotional abuse made by a number of British gymnasts. We heard from one of those gymnasts earlier in the show, but some frightening detail coming through in light of these allegations. The story carried on ITV News last night, and one 8-year-old described how she was tied to vertical bars and bullied by her coaches to hang on at the age of just 7. British Gymnastics has announced it's conducting an independent review into allegations. Yesterday, Leinster winger Barry Daly announced his retirement from rugby. He's just 27 and will now take on a master's at Boston College in America. Now, he certainly made the most of his 4-year career in professional rugby. You could say he was a bit of a late bloomer, plucked from the All-Ireland League to fulfil a childhood dream. He would become a top try scorer in the Pro 14 and be called into the Irish training squad. A real Cinderella story, but without the fairy tale ending.
I suppose I always felt like I'd maybe slip through the cracks a bit, not getting a contract after, you know, my time in the underage system, and kind of made my peace with it, and I was kind of happy out working away where I was working and training and playing with my mates in the AIL. And, you know, Noel McNamara was the coach in UCD. I was playing for him. I was playing well, and I'd gotten picked up by the Irish Sevens. They were training me like I hadn't ever been trained before, and Leinster just came calling. They were looking for a winger. It was right place, right time.
Top try scorer in the Pro 14 in 2018, called up and trained with the Irish squad that year too. But then what happened?
I was excited for everything, for the season to come, and fortunate that it was the first 10 minutes of the first game. I ended up tearing the cartilage in my left knee, and, you know, a 6-month recovery time. And even with all the work that we put in, the knee just wasn't quite right, and I was kind of struggling with it. I did manage to fit in a few games at the end of that season despite it. My last game of the season ended up being against Ulster, where I ended up breaking my collarbone. Kind of led me into the start of last season. That's the same niggly knee injury had kind of been at me, and the knee went the exact same way it had done before. So, you know, by the time I was back, there was the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the globe. So that was basically season over for me.
Was it a tough decision to call it a day?
It's never an easy decision, but once I got that knee operation at the start of, you know, the season, I kind of knew that it might be tough for me to get to where I want to get to. Ella McCabe, player development officer in with the players' union, wouldn't have been any better in terms of helping me and telling me the options that are out there. And she put me onto this Boston College scholarship idea. I luckily got it. You know, the decision was kind of almost made for me.
Just finally, Barry, you packed a lot into those four seasons with Leinster. What will be your takeaway from the whole experience?
My takeaway is just how lucky I feel to have played for the club that I've supported since I was a little kid, and how lucky I feel to have learned from the people I've learned from over the past 4 years and play with some of the guys I've played with. And can't thank everyone enough, everyone that's helped me to get to this point. I feel really grateful.
Yeah, what a fascinating story. It highlights the uncertainty around professional sport, really, and maybe a couple of life lessons in there too. Never give up on your dream and always have a plan B in place just in case. So thanks to Barry for sharing his story. Good luck with the studies as well. More sport on the RTÉ Sport website, including a very interesting story on GAA clubs. And the question has been asked, who is willing to pick up the phone and call Croke Park to report out-of-season inter-county training? Very interesting piece. Check that out online. That's all your sport for now.